mum's the word. But we're telling everyone. It's BOGO 50% off time at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Just in time for Mother's Day, buy any pair of shoes, get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Treat mom or yourself to the perfect spring styles from must-own brands. And hurry. Unlike a mother's love, this deal won't last forever. So make mom proud and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We didn't get to it on Smash or Pass, but shout out to Joel, the winner. Not Joel from The Last of Us, but Joel. The winner of the Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, with now two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th in Metcalf. We got to the Kentucky Mule. What's your opinion on a mint julep? Have you had it?
Yeah,
like some bartenders crafted it, made it for you?
I'm not like mixed drinks for me. I'm pretty simple. Vodka soda is the go-to, an old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much it for me. You know, like I'll do some stuff with tequila, you know, and some margaritas and whatnot, but I'm not a huge like mixed drink fan or a real truly sweet mixed drink fan, and I feel like the mint julep is kind of sweet, you know, and that.
Yes, I hate it.
Yeah, just not, it's fine. It you know, it's not mine, you know.
You should try a tequila and tonic sometime.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very delightful.
I remember my dad ordered one of those like 30 years ago. Like, tequila and tonic, what the hell? And that was like when they only had the bad tequila. Now you got really good tequila.
Yeah, I would do like a really nice Blanco, squeeze a little lime, add a little ounce of tonic, and then a few cubes, and just let it sweat. It's delicious on a hot day.
Yeah, tequila's really come a long way, baby. Like, they're the new Virginia Slims. People are loving tequila and mezcals as well. And I don't know, you're probably like me. You like the smoky flavor. And
I don't like mezcal.
You don't? Oh, no. Wow. Okay.
I want an Añejo, a double Añejo, or maybe a Blanco. Okay. I do not like the tobacco-y taste of a mezcal.
You don't? See, I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Like,
I love
Paloma's
that.
Paloma's made with mezcal, I'm out.
You're out.
Yep.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
It just, I feel like I'm swallowing Binkley's chew.
Most people are with the mezcal, and I understand that. Like, it's an acquired taste.
For
there's
sure.
No question about it. And I just, if you get a really good, I got a good one at the house, so you come over, I'll pour it for you, and you'll be like, okay. You know, I think it's like with anything, the better the brand you buy, the better it's probably going to taste. Mm. You know, like if you buy something in a plastic jug with a handle on it, you know, like I've seen.
Shout out McCormick's.
Yeah, no, but.
Missouri made.
I've seen stuff on the Missouri side of the state line at the grocery store years ago now, like, you know, tobacco flavored vodka and whatnot. I'm like, oh God, I don't know if I'm going to take that.
Yeah, that was that UV stuff, right? It was like UV vodka was like tobacco flavored.
Yeah, it was always on the bottom shelf of the
Wolf stuff.
You know, yeah, like so. But mezcal to me is not a tobacco-y tasty. It's just got a little bit of a smoke flavor to it, and I really do enjoy it. So, but like I said, I've got some stuff at the house. I'll give you and try it and see what you think. And you're like, okay, it's not as smoky. You know, it's a little bit less. But you got to have good tequila. Our friend Kathy, who just had that hip surgery. She's a huge tequila connoisseur out in L.A. Loves it. So if you're ever looking for tequilas, call her, and she'll tell you everything you need to know. And she even sent me a couple bottles one time, too, which was nice.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's Aperol Spritz season right now for me.
See, that's one I'm not in on either. It's too bitter for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's very refreshing. Well, Aperol, little sparkling wine slash, like, you could do
man,
champagne.
And I'm not a champagne guy either. It always gives me heartburn. Man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ah, take those Tums before you go get the champagne.
I don't need champagne.
I love champagne. It always ends in a good night. But there's another statement from your boy out in North Carolina.
I guess so.
Speaking
Bill Belichick.
Tobacco.
Yeah, speaking of Tobacco Road, right? CBS came out, or he came out yesterday and said that, you know, this is a pre-planned interview, and we had talked about everything that was going to be asked beforehand. This
Bull
was about the book.
Crap.
Right? Yeah, a lie. And that's what CBS did. CBS basically came out and said, we never agreed to any of this. This is a lie. And so this is getting good, man. Mm-hmm. This is as human nature a topic as you can get. I was talking to a friend of mine who used to be an agent in the NFL yesterday. He goes, we're talking about some other stuff. He goes, all right, now let's talk about Belichick. And again, he goes, I'm kind of worried about him. Barkley's worried about him. Like, everybody's now kind of worried about Bill Belichick. check because we're watching this guy perform like we've never seen him perform before. You know, he's always been a guy that seemingly was in control of every situation, and now he's not in control. And then it comes out that his girlfriend, you know, however we're referring to Jordan these days.
This girl, you don't know her. She goes to a different school. You've never met her. Don't try
right.
to find
yeah,
her.
My girlfriend lives in Canada and all that kind of stuff. Like 8 months after she started dating Belichick, now all of a sudden she's got $8 million in real estate and a Porsche.
Money.
I mean, that's crazy. And so remember the video of Belichick coming out of that house with no shirt on? Now we know where he was.
Slay.
Sneaking out of Jordan's house right now. But
shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't she be sneaking out of Bill?
You would think.
No one can see me here. Right? He's 74.
Exactly. I mean, you could have just said you were the nurse.
She's 24.
Yeah. So he was like, you know, sneaking out. But this is one of the biggest and has the opportunity, I think, to be one of the biggest falls from grace in sports that we've seen both on and off the field. Because people are already, whether or not you want to believe it, right? Mm-hmm. However you feel, people are already questioning whether or not he's as good a coach as we think he was because Tom Brady left. And he went to pot, and Tom went on and won a Super Bowl elsewhere. So people are already questioning the on-the-field stuff. Mm-hmm. Now people are starting to question the off-the-field stuff, and he's kind of falling from grace. CBS is basically releasing a statement saying, you're a liar. We never had rules about this interview and stuff like that. So there's a lot of that that's starting to come out now about Bill Belichick. And you had said during one of the breaks, do you think he quits at North Carolina before he coaches a game? I said, I think the better chance is he gets fired by North Carolina before he coaches a game than quits. Bill's not quitting. The Patriots had to fire him unceremoniously and kick him out the door in New England. I think the same thing may have to happen down in North Carolina. I don't think he's going to walk away. I think they're going to look at this whole situation and eventually go, all right, we're done here. This is nuts.
Do you want to read the second text on the text line?
The second text. Yes. Okay. Here we go. And this is why I. This
nope.
Is,
that's not
that
one.
Okay.
Nope.
Then you got to read it. Sorry.
405. Rob Britton. Belichick still washed. No, here's the thing. Because then there was the article that we got yesterday halfway through the show. Basically, it said that like she had tried to control the narrative more so than not about the Hard Knocks documentary. And HBO's like,
we're out.
We're out of here. We're not doing this. We're not doing it. And they're like, okay, fine, then bye. And it's like, I don't know, man. This is interesting. And I know that there are people that are in their car right now. If you are, drive safe. There's a lot of reports out there that traffic's completely effed today. Just be safe.
A lot of roads closed. Yeah.
Take it easy. Listen to us. We'll get you through your day. I promise. I know you're rolling your eyes when it comes to Bill Belichick conversations, but I'm telling you, man, this is one of those crazy stories that like the older you get in life, right? Like when you see athletes fall from graces or you see guys starting to retire, whether it's, you know, on their own terms or whether these sort of things happen, like if you were to go take, you know, the DeLorean and go back to 2015 and been like in 10 years from now, Bill Belichick's going to be the story of sports in the offseason, and it's not going to be because of championships or accolades. It's going to be because of a relationship of a woman who's 50 years younger than him, who's completely controlling every single narrative of his life. He'd be like, get the F out.
Yeah, right, you know? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick doesn't have a daughter. This guy, yeah, that's what I'd say.
Yeah. And if you go back 10 years ago, she was 14.
Yeah. And
10 years for me, I'm 38. 10 years ago for her, she's 14 years old.
She was born in 2000.
And now she's running the Belichick Enterprises right now, right? Like you say, oh, people are rolling. The only people that are rolling their eyes are the only are like hardos, right? Like, all right, give me the scores. This is as great a human nature story as you could ever get because every single person is invested in it. They want more. We're all nosy. This is a car wreck, right? This is a dumpster fire. We're all driving by as slowly as possible, rubbernecking, watching this whole thing take place.
Right.
We want more every day. I can't wait to see what the next layer of this Bill Belichick story is because we're not even close to scratching the surface on this one right now.
To take a page from Carrington, who's at the Kentucky Derby and out the rest of the week, I want to take a little page from him because I saw a text that was funny because I believe she's 25. Is that right? 24, 25?
24.
Okay, so we'll say 2000 she was born, year 2000, right? This was the number one song in 2000, Faith Hill's Breathe.
Oh, great song.
Cause I can feel you breathe. That means you need to move away if you're breathing on me when we sleep. Yeah. Number two was Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Yeah, good song.
And then number two, God, Santana had a year. Maria.
Oh, yeah.
And then number four was I Wanna Know by Joe.
Because I want to know. That was number four. Number five is Everything You Want by Vertical Horizon. I forgot that song. Number six, Say My Name.
Say My Name.
Yeah, I used to always think it was Shave My Legs. But
you think she's saying that to him?
Shave my legs.
Here's the other thing about the Belichick stuff. I don't think Belichick knew that those pictures were out there of him.
Oh.
The fishing picture.
Well.
Yeah, have you seen that theory?
Yeah.
Because the way, what do you mean? Picture, like,
yeah, he has no idea.
It was just 5 years ago. He called it like Insta or Snapface.
Instabook and Snapface. And, you know,
I Knew X. I Loved You by Savage Garden.
Garden.
What a banger by Savage.
I knew I loved you, but I lied. Oh, wait, that's
He Wasn't Man Enough was number 10 by Toni Braxton. And Higher by Creed was number 11.
Can you take me higher?
That's what Bob says when he goes in the garage.
There's odds on this stuff, too, with Bill Belichick, which I think is phenomenal. Will he be coaching UNC in 26? Plus 300 for no, minus 500 for yes. 26. They didn't ask about 25. 25 may still be in jeopardy for old William Belichick. Will Hudson and Belichick break up in 25? Yes, plus 200, no, minus 300. Which happens first? They get engaged, minus 400, or Belichick is no longer the UNC coach?
They may already
plus
be engaged.
Plus 250. Yeah. Well, there's that ring picture that's going around.
This is nuts.
Which fraternity will Belichick join?
Oh, Alpha Omega Kappa.
Beta's number one at plus 300. Sigma Nu plus 400.
Give me a snoo. That's awesome.
Why does this feel like a Hollywood movie?
Because it is. That's why it's unbelievable.
That's all I think about. It's like, all I'm doing is like, I'm trying to remember as much of this as I can because I know for a fact, there's going to be a 30 for 30. There's going to be a three-episode documentary on Netflix.
Works, everybody's got one. Lifetime.
And we're going to be sitting there eating popcorn like Peyton Manning was the other night, super aggressive, watching the Nuggets. I don't know why he thought somebody was going to take his popcorn.
Pacers fans are mad about that.
I eat that popcorn super aggressively,
Pacers fans are like, why is he coming to Indy? He lives in Denver.
Because he's from Denver. Yeah. You guys kicked him to the curb. You told him to get lost.
Sorry.
Like, stop with that. Enough.
He moved to Denver, bought a bunch of pizza joints, and then was like, oh, yeah, they smoke here. All right.
Yeah, cool. I like this place, man.
Investment.
Yeah, I'm good out here. So what will Bill Belichick do next? Get a tattoo, plus 180. Dye his hair blonde, plus 250.
Burrow?
Mullet hairstyle, plus 350. Pierce his ear, plus 500. Pierce his nose, plus 600. Or a man bun hairstyle at plus 650.
Nah, he doesn't have the real estate for the man bun.
No, he doesn't.
If Zeke Montana can grow a mullet at his age,
that's right.
Bill Belichick's got to be able to get a mullet. I mean, Zeke's mullet is something. And they brought you up again today.
They did.
Wow. Mac? Why are they bringing up Mac?
Because he's cute.
Well, yeah, I can't blame him there.
You know, Kramer's over there probably feeding him a bunch of narratives too. But yeah, Zeke, we haven't had a discussion about that hairstyle. Zeke, we gotta get you back to your age.